Welcome to Starfleet Universe On-Call. I am Paul France, owner of France Games. I run SCP Online, Fed.com Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just a reminder, how to join us, we have a stream live every Thursday night starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either join us on Starfleet Universe Online Discord server. You can just join the SFU On-Call stream voice channel. And you can find the invite right there on the sfuoncall.com website. And of course, if you want to join us on Twitch, you can do that too. Just go to twitch.tv/sfuoncall. Yeah, it's twitch.tv/sfuoncall. And you can join the chat there and watch us stream live video, the video stream live there. And if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. It's sfuoncall@gmail.com. Also, you want to follow me on the Twitters. You can follow my SFU on call on Twitter account, or you can follow my personal account, Paul Franz, PaulFranz. There's no T in that. And also, there's my friend's Games business account, FranzGames. Again, no T in that. And of course, I have Blue Sky accounts too. I have sfuoncall.bsky.social and also franzgames.com. And of course, this lovely podcast gets into a podcast available on iTunes and various other feeds around the net. Obviously, it's been quiet on ADB because, of course, the holidays. So relatively quiet. Now, the one thing that is happening, and unfortunately, we didn't have a podcast last week, so I couldn't tell you about it. And hopefully, you'll hear about this before it ends, which is they're running a Christmas, a 12% off sale on everything on the shopping cart. The sale runs from Christmas Eve, which is the 24th, which is over a week ago, and it lasts for 12 days and goes all the way to January 4th of 2026, i.e. this Sunday. So if you can, please jump on that and save yourself 12%. Also, just a reminder, which I forgot, I'm not sure I remount this early in the week, early in the month, which is Federation Commander fans, the Romulan Border and Romulan Space are all also, they're now available. Again, the hard copies are now available. Moving onward and forward to the SCP Online Tournament, Sapphire Star Tournament now is completed. The finals being Cadet Simpy in the Romulan TKE over Spartan, which is Jeff Clark, in the ISC. He defeated him quite well. It was actually a quite quick, I'm not saying quick game because it was like six turns, but it was a good game. And actually, it's most people, it's a shock to actually have the Romulan TKE actually win in the finals. Moving on and forward, when it comes to the Sapphire Star 20 tournament, are now open. They have seven signups. Now, remember about this tournament, which is there are some free slots available. We just please, sign up and then contact me and we'll work it out with ADB. Because the only thing you have, the only prerequisite is that you have not played in either 2024 or 2025. If you've not played in either of those years, like you're brand new, you can get involved in a tournament for free. And if you make it past the first round, you actually get $10 out of the whole arrangement. Which is great. When it comes to 500 BP for a tournament, it's still going on strong. I'm still trying to get together with Justin. We just been having a hard time scheduling. He has a crazy schedule and it does not help. And of course, what happens? He now has the next 4 days available. Unfortunately, I'm going to be gone in for the next 3 days. So, and I tried to get together with him today, but I emailed him too late. And we have a hard time connecting up. I almost think I should see if I can get his cell phone number so I can text him so we can have a little more communication at a little more speedy basis. But moving onward and forward when it comes to as I said, online clan stuff, there's not much happening there. But Starfleet Warlord, when it comes to the new standard game, 98, that has been started. Actually, one thing we did do is that we restarted it. We restarted it so that, well, it was actually started like 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. But then we had to restart it. Because I put out there for a vote how many people actually would like this. We had either keep it at 11, at the people we had, or we could add two, which was 9 people, or we could add 2 more and have 11. The problem is with that, of course, is that we have to restart the game, and two, the game has to be to have restarted so that we have a larger board, and obviously now we have open slots. So, if you want to join, there's still open slots left. And I allow people up to turn 3 to join. And of course, the problem with that is that you have to make sure that if you join on close to turn 3, like the first turn or second turn, you have to make sure that you catch up. You have to catch up with everybody else. So you have to respond, be very responsive. I will be happy because for the first 3 turns, you shouldn't be interacting with anybody else when it comes to actual play, you know, meaning you shouldn't have any fights with anybody within the first 3 turns. In fact, first 3 turns, you really shouldn't. You might be able to get outside your sector. Most probably you're not, but you most probably you'll be within your own sector dealing with either monsters or other sites in your first, in the first 3 turns. So that's why I allow for the first 3 turns kind of a leeway if they're open slots, to have them filled. So if you want to join it, hey, feel free. When it comes to Die Hard 58 and 59, they're going well. I'm hoping I will be with the new Die Hard games. I hope to do what I'm doing with the standard game, which is orders are due on Friday. By Friday. And then if you don't get it in by Saturday, I will send notification going, hey, you're late. And if you don't get yours in by Saturday, 9:30 Eastern time, then we skip you. I skip you doing what's called a zero turn. A zero turn, for those of you who don't know anything about Starfleet Warlord, is when you actually have a turn. You actually do have a turn run for you, but you do nothing. Your ships don't move. You don't have the only thing. The only good benefit of having a zero turn is that you still have your economics. So you get your EEPs from any sites that you currently have gotten. So you don't actually have a problem with actually a skip turn and losing the economics for that. So I figured that's a good way of having. So it encourages people because you miss out moving pieces or actually building ships or things like that. But, you know, that is it. Comes the library. No progress, but I'm in the middle of discussions with Frank and Matt. We're trying to get it so that we have this new way of doing things. I checked out, we're using GitHub as a way of syncing between what everyone's doing. And originally we were going through Matt's repository, and I looked at his and went, guys, I don't think this is going to work. So I'm going. The plan is to actually have my main math repository available to those people, and we'll work from there. I trust Frank and I trust Matt. Looks like we'll probably go forward with that, and hopefully, I got Frank's latest updates, and I'm going. There's a lot of changes here. Is this what we want to do? Because there's like 261 ships that got changed. And I want to make sure this is what we want to do. We want to disrupt it. And there's any issues in 261 ships, they're going to be able to fix these quickly. So I probably not going to do that until after I get back from my camping, which I'm going to be gone for the next 3 days. So because I don't want it to be to a point where I can't update things. Because I'm not sure. I definitely will bring my laptop. I'm hoping that I'll have internet connection so that I can do like the Warlord stuff. If not, I'll find a spot in outside the campsite and text them or send an email out. So with that, that is the news for this week. And it's me, it's the one, the old Paul Franz, welcoming you to Starfleet Universe On Call. And tonight we have me, of course, but also we have Doug. Say hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
And I think we have Mad Cow also.
I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So tonight I'm going to do some quick analysis of I put out the survey, and actually I did spend the money and got and bought a month of SurveyMonkey just because they definitely help out in certain regards, including I feel like they probably would do better with bots and so forth. So I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. I actually have two surveys out currently. One is about the tournament. The other one's about the client. The client currently I've only posted on Facebook, and I've only gotten like I think eight responses to that. Now I think I know what it might be. I'm gonna repost it, probably tomorrow, if not tomorrow, next week. And that is that according to my wife, who's a little more social savvy, that you really shouldn't post links in initial posts, because if you do that, Facebook will basically degrade, have it so that it won't bring up your post up to the top of people's feeds. They might have to scroll down to actually see that post, or possibly start going to the groups and actually search for the post. Because I'm sure anyone who's on been on Facebook, there if you go to groups, you can set it either for see the latest posts or see the most relevant posts. My guess, if you're showing only the most relevant posts, that my post, which has just a quick description and then a link, they basically said, oh, they denigrate that down, so you have to kind of scroll just to even see it. So I'm gonna do two things. I'm gonna do that, and then possibly a week after this week, though I still don't get much response, I'm gonna post it to I'm gonna send an email out on my on the SAB Online mailing list about that. And basically, for those of you that are interested in the survey, it's just a quick survey about okay, is how is the client? Is the client good? Is it bad? I ask for give me one suggestion, and I mean one suggestion to that would I think would improve the client. And I mentioned that being specific is a good idea. Saying that it should be modernized is not a good suggestion. That does not tell me what to do. It tells me you have a picture in your mind of what the interface should look like. I can't look into your mind. Sorry. I don't have ESPN. Well, I haven't paid for that feature. So doesn't help all that greatly much. If there's specifically parts of the client that you think should be modified, I got one which was actually quite helpful, which was basically one of the features that I currently have in the online client is what I call the Alpha Strike. Basically, it brings up a window, and then it gives a listing of all of the ships, and then you can do an Alpha Strike. That means firing all your weapons that are in arc against a certain target. And it has also some filters which says, okay, don't fire phaser threes or don't fire phasers. It has certain things that you can exclude from that list of an Alpha Strike. They said, oh, can you do the same thing for like torpedoes? Actually, I think they said my seeking weapons, but definitely, but I can see it for torpedoes. In theory, you could do it for drones, but drones, it's not as, not as, not as, as an issue, I think, because then you don't have to worry about arcs and so forth. But, I can understand if you want to launch all your drones against a single target. It might simplify that greatly. Even in tournament games. Now, the one thing when it comes to the client that I've yet heard anyone ask for, which is an automated way of moving the drones. Haven't seen that yet. I've got an algorithm that I can use, and actually, I was given to it by, I think, Jim Hart. He gave it to me because he uses that mechanism for moving, seeking weapons when they were doing the Fog of War games. So, in Fog of War, you don't control seeking weapons. You don't. The moderator does. So
I had a thought.
Excuse me?
I have a thought on that.
What's that?
It went, that's actually a good idea, but if you don't want to go quite that far with it, for people that want to have like control over that stuff, maybe the idea could be something along the lines of highlighting all units that move on an impulse, and then it, before you proceed, it says you must deal with each thing that has to be done. That way, you don't forget that you have your drone to move, you don't forget your shuttle is going to move, that sort of thing.
Understood. Yeah, that actually that sounds like a good idea, because I know currently we have the fallback, which is that, oh, hi Iggy. Oh, Alpha, oh Diggy, who suggested the for seeking weapons. There was seeking weapons, and not in general, not just torpedoes. But yeah, that sounds a great idea, because currently we have a fallback, which is if you don't move a piece that's supposed to be moved, it says, "Hey, this hasn't been moved. You want to continue on?" Because there are possible times where the client thinks you should be moving the piece haven't been moved, and there's a good reason that piece hasn't been moved. For example, if you have two pieces that are tractored to one another, and you both decide because of your secret announcement, both go directly forward. Well, you only move one. The other person doesn't get moved. Which I'm not sure if that. I think the client still thinks you moved in that case, but but you understand there are possible scenarios where you should have moved, but you didn't. But
Or just like addressed, you know.
right.
So you can tell the client, okay, this has been done, this has been moved, this is okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, one of the suggestions that came through, which was more tutorials, which I agree. I need to write up some more to. I need to record some more videos when it comes to tutorials on how to do certain things. I agree there. I'm not sure how many people know all the tutorials that are currently available on YouTube on how to start a Starfleet Battles game, how to start a Federation Commander game, and certain and what you do to play the game. There obviously there's a lot of things, and there are certain things in there for like, oh, selection groups, that how that works. There are multiple tips and tutorials on online that I've created. Now, it might not cover the different things that people want, and that I know I need to work on, including asking people, okay, what kind of tutorials do you need? And so forth. But as I said, there's now also one of the things that's on that survey. The survey also does a comparison between the client and the vassal engine. So, I want some input about that. So far, most of the people that like the vassal engine more, the number one reason for that is just that you can play more games on it. And that's it. So, but I I need a lot more responses to actually get a good idea. Yeah. Iggy, you can do copy paste for drone loadouts. Already did that. I support that. Oh, agreed. I don't plan on redoing the client in Vasal. I want people's opinion. Actually, I even have a tutorial and I even showed it in one of my videos here on SFU on call. I actually went through it and showed it, which actually was kind of cool because you actually could copy the drone loadout, paste it outside of the client to create your loadout, and then you can do a copy. You can take that line, copy it, and then you can paste it into the client, and it actually will. You actually can save your drone loadout outside the client. Kind of cool. I have to check to see if I actually created a separate video on that. I know I went through the whole thing on SFU on call. I know there is a YouTube video on that. And I'd have to double check where that is. Anyhow, let me just for giggles, I'm going to do one quick check here. Go on YouTube and see if I actually posted it in the. Wow, actually. Just that is the problem with that, is it not? Okay. Let's do this. Let's get rid of that. Nope. And do do do. That's interesting. Ba-ba-ba. No, there's how to play. Okay, I don't see it. Well, that's an old video, but yeah. Okay. I don't see it. Okay, I was hoping I could bring it up, but I know I did add it. Get back here. Okay, but anyway, that's some quick thing for that. Obviously, there's still a lot more when it comes. I said there's only 8 replies. 8 people to fill the survey out. There actually, when it comes to the tournament games, there actually is more. There was 46 respondents so far. There's actually 47, if you want to be particular, be pedantic, because of there's 46 that actually replied in SurveyMonkey. There's one person who actually just emailed me, and it's like, really? You couldn't take a minute to actually go to the website? Because that helps me to keep consolidate all the information, all the results into one place. Because I think that makes it a lot easier for me, but okay. Okay. Well, let me do this. That's. Is that? I don't know why I keep forgetting this. There it is. Okay. Obviously, this is SurveyMonkey. Now, question number one, do you play it SFB tournaments? Out of there's 24 said no, 22 said yes, that they play tournament games. Okay, did you participate? Obviously, a lot more people said no. That's 21 people said no. 5 people said yes. Now, and of course, question number three, which is muy importante. Why did you not participate in it? 5 people said, I'm not interested in playing a tournament. Okay, that's fine. One that actually I have another possible choice, which was I don't like the tournament format that is six people, which means that they're in, to me that means they're interested in playing in the tournament, but they don't like the format. That's what I, that's how I read that. And you know, one person has said the tournament signed up closed before I signed up, which is understandable. Five people said they don't think they can win, which I understand that. And there's possibilities there. I don't know. Okay. Here's one which I put in there just because of, I can't assume that everyone on my mailing list knows Starfleet Battles. Five people said they don't know how to play Starfleet Battles. I'm assuming they know how to play Federation Commander, just not Starfleet Battles. And they got 30. Oh, this is always the fun part. The dreaded other, which are always interesting to say the very least. Okay, that's an interesting one. Saying, basically, I'm assuming that they don't know how to play Starfleet Battles, but they want to learn. Another one, not sure how to participate in the tournament. And that's interesting. there's one. Online play is less respectful than in person. Now, this one actually comes to another issue that there are some issues. There are some people on SFB Online which people don't like to deal with, and therefore they don't want to use the client, don't want to play on online because they have to deal with these people. Now, so far there's only one person I can think of, and I got to think about it, because I've got one official complaint against the person. I've not heard anyone else so far. Actually, possibly two. I have to. There's one person I should talk to about it, because I know he wanted to avoid playing him. One was timing was bad. Now the other person, which is basically they find the ship limited, and you know, I see things. This is one thing I do not understand. Says, I like the feds, but I find them at a disadvantage. What? I'm not sure what that means. How are the feds disadvantaged?
They're the baseline for everything else. Between yep. them, the Klingons, and the original Romulans. But that's I think that's more of a personal opinion
yeah.
than any kind of a fact.
Right.
It'd be like somebody saying, I don't see how you could win with an LDR.
Right. Right. I agree. And the yeah. thing is, the feds even upgraded maybe this person doesn't know about it, but the feds did get upgraded and actually have a G-Rack. So they do have limited drones. I'm not sure what they mean by they find them disadvantaged. You know,
I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, I'm not worried about it either. But I'm dialed. But I will. But they also not.
But that doesn't affect your tournament.
All right, understood. But but also they'd like to try to have other races involved in the tournament, like the Carnivons. But you know, they said there's no tournament ship for that, and I can understand that. And actually, yeah. that might be something. To do, which is coming up with a non-sanctioned event. I feel like my open times are not fair for others. And he has flaky mobile internet, which definitely does not help when it comes to SFB Online. Different time zone. I think I understand what they mean by that, which is basically they have possibly they're in Europe, which makes things very difficult to play online, and I can understand that. I know this person. Double win the problem. Actually, I've never seen this. See, the problem is with this person is that I'm unable to duplicate the issue. If I can't duplicate the issue, it's hard to follow, hard to fix, you know? It's like that dreaded word when it comes to debugging any issue. When someone says, "Oh, sometimes," that word is the most deadly word in the entire world. Yeah, band member. This okay. Of course, it'd be nice to have a more newbie form tournament for less experienced folk, which is basically the same issue of, okay, I don't think I can win. So I think I'm not gonna understand that. I'm not sure who this is to say my emails are ignored about what. I'm not sure what email are ignored emails to who.
Full view full response. That would tell you later if you want to look at that later instead of like right now
Well, I
outing
will.
the
Yeah.
person.
Not okay. Not enough free time to play. Okay. No time. I got another one. Not no time due to work. I'm not played for several years. A bit intimidated. Understand it. Basically, again, kind of a newbie kind of thing. With probably something that's not fearful of the sharks. Need to learn how to use the client, basically. They prefer BPV battles. Okay, that's fine. Basically, they don't like the tournament format. Don't like the online client, and games take too much time. This, I can understand this part, but that doesn't mean that means nothing to me. In this respect, in that, okay, if you don't like the online client, that means you're not going to play at all. It's not just tournament format. I would think you're not going to play in fleet battles either. You don't like the client.
If you're complaining about how much time it takes to play an SFB fight, you're in the wrong game.
Oh, agreed there. I don't care whether you're online or in real time, in real space. The amount of time is the same. Now,
But I
if
could also see the difference of the online client thing because that may be somebody who just likes to play it in a direct, immediate, physical form.
Understood.
So.
Right, another one had not
Because I
learned.
mean, it really is a face-to-face personal game.
Could use more tutorials. Okay, yes, I agree. I need to create more tutorials. And another person moved, basically, pretty much they moved on from SFB. Too about I don't give any attention to SFB. Yep. The basic interests have changed. I'm not going to understand that. Don't know about it. Have not played for years. This one, which there, this add this to the person who emailed me, which is paying to play a format can be restrictive. There are times I'd like to play, but I want to use Super Race not available. You can do that now. You can play them, just you're not going to be playing in a tournament. And some people have they have a concern over requiring people to pay to be part of a tournament. Finding time to play. I'm getting back to this after a long hiatus, possibly in the future, which is good to hear. Haven't played in many years. Want to get back. Don't play SFB anymore. I no longer SFB regularly. And he thinks that the base of the game's on diet breaths. I disagree with that to a certain degree because other. If you ever go on Facebook, you'll see that multiple people have said, "I've come back to SFB after maybe a couple decades." And they're like teaching their kids, so they're playing a game which they enjoy again, but it's been a while. But yes, is the amount of people interested in SFB declining probably? We do what we do. Again. I would lose the first round. Another concern about that they would not win. Rather play a face to face. Okay, that's fine. Price. I like to determine run for free as part of again third one, which is basically they want like to see it for free. After playing online for a bit, I got tired of some of the personalities. Not all, just a few. So, and this is. I'll ignore. This interface is too kludgy. And it's like, what does that have to do with the tournament?
So, what was that one?
The interface is too kludgy. Basically, they're complaining about the client. They're choosing this forum, this survey, to say, I'm not, I don't play tournaments because of the client is maybe, well, I mean, you might say it's not modern, you know, or too kludgy. Again, people saying something's too kludgy, that's, can you enunciate what your expectations are for the way the client should work? That is something that was helpful to me. Because here's the problem, and I had this problem over a decade ago when I first created the Java version of the online client. And that was that I didn't see it as kludgy. It was just the way it worked. I was way too close to how the actual client worked.
Getting
back. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked by Icky.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. But you know, the only person who pulled me out of that issue was one Paul Scott. Paul Scott was able to enumerate things that I needed change with the interface to make it more sensical, to make it better. He gave me things I could change to make it better. And he greatly helped me in that category. But you know, saying something that needs to be modern, something that's too kludgy, in what way? Give me an example. You have to do this, this, and this. You should be able just to do this and this. Okay. That's useful input. And I can look at it and say, okay, can that be done? So what are we going to say, Doug?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like, I think of it, thinking more along the lines of like the old Talonsoft software versus a board game. And that's something like, if you ever wanted to see me happy, we could do a build on a machine where it plays that old stuff and I could show you exactly what I mean. But basically, I think what they really want is more of a, when they're saying that, they want it to be more of a, oh, goodness, how to put it. I'm kind of at a loss on it. I'm sorry about that. I can't say really board game simulator or tabletop simulator, because I know there are simulators out there.
Yes, there are.
Where you can play, like, you know, Puerto Rico or the railroad games or other stuff like that with other people.
Right.
And I think what they're probably thinking along those terms. Whereas what you have is very functional for what it needs to be, but it's not necessarily that same kind of experience.
Correct.
And so they're coming at it from a different user point of view, where you're coming at it from the developer view of having built the thing to make a certain thing work. And it could just be like a design aesthetic thing.
Right.
So
if
and I've said this before, like, we could sit down at Gamers or some other time outside of this particular podcast and talk about what would it take to make that work in that direction. And when you had that other gentleman, I'm sorry, I forget his name, who had done some 3D work.
Yeah, Russ.
To, like, to map out, to map out how that stuff worked. And I thought the animations looked kind of nice like that.
Right.
I was thinking he's kind of like, he's barking up the right tree. So like, in a sense, you could, for instance, do something completely different that works from a different development angle, but gets to the same point, that would give them the board game feeling of I'm picking up a piece here and putting it down there and turning it this way and that way and everything else. And I think what you've done is excellent, but I think they're also kind of looking at it from a slightly different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where the friction is on that.
Yeah, well, that true. That if they're looking for a purely, convert a face-to-face experience to an online experience, SFB Online is not the one for you. Because of SFB Online does more than just allow you to play. It also helps you to play. In that, it does the mathematics on the EA. It's not just a dumb spreadsheet.
You could have all that built into a tabletop simulator too. I think it comes down to a feel issue. And it's a perception issue. So like, for instance, if I dragged out one of my Talentsoft CDs and we inserted it in and we made it work on a machine. Okay. And you know what? I could give this a try to see if I can get it to work to show you later, but because I haven't bothered with it in a while because they just don't like working on the modern versions of Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
But just the way that you go at and interact with it versus what it looks like you're doing with the client is a different feel. It's kind of like, say, I guess an analogy might be getting used to working on Windows or Linux and then Mac. Each one of those is a different kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who's used to playing on to working on Windows as a system, they go into Linux, it's a different experience for them. And it's like, there are similarities. The GUI works the same way, basically. You can click on things and make them work. But you kind of have to screw around with it a bit. You have to fiddle with it to get used to using it if you're not a ingrained Linux user to start with, if you haven't started with that. If you've started with Windows, it's a different thing. So you have a lot of these people coming in to use the client that are used to using other games that follow a different kind of format, different way of going in and interacting with them. So that could be a large part of it. The video game aspect aside, just if you're playing on tabletop simulators for other games, it would be different.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm saying. So I think that's why. And I think there's a lot in there that you could literally filter out that doesn't really have much to do with the client necessarily in your survey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some of the other issues, I think some of them could be addressed. I think you could probably address the concerns about, I don't think I could win.
Right.
With something like, we're going to do a different format where, if you're a shark, you're not allowed in.
Right.
This is a newbie only one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the noobs can play it out.
Right.
Or you could do like the round robin ones or the patrol format ones where, okay, you're going to be in there with the sharks maybe, but on the flip side of that, you're going to get multiple shots at it. So you could have something where you could do a patrol tournament where you don't have minuses only pluses and zeros. So for instance, you know, you go in for patrol at Origins way back in the day. Mm-hmm. You lose three games, you're minus three. You can continue and try to build your score up, or you can re-enter the tournament mm-hmm. and start to zero. Well, with somebody who's going into the Shark Tank for the first time, maybe just having zeros and it's like going off of the wins would be a nicer feel for them.
Understood. Understood. Yeah, so, actually, believe it or not, someone actually, I think it was emailed me. I'd have to double check. It was either emailed me or posted on the discussion, but I think pretty sure it's emailed me. And they said, you know, they think it would be best if we could have a round robin. But again, they also recognize the issue with a round robin in the online format. And that is, it would take, to play a round robin tournament, it would take a year. And then you have the problem with dropouts. Now, there is one person that, one thing that was brought to my attention, and that is, I have not really been marketing. That's the term I used. Marketing. Netkill. Because Netkill, in theory, is still run. In theory. You can still report Netkill games, but I have not actually been marketing it at all. And telling people, hey, you could meet up with people, you can play a tournament game, and then you could report your kill, net kills, using the net kill form. And one thing I said, one thing I could do is when marketing it, also maybe having so that you could actually go into your online account, either via the client, direct, you know, have an interface in the client where you actually can modify your account using the client, or on the website itself, which allow people to actually, you know, you can say, okay, this is when I'm normally available, and you give your time zone and so forth. Then when you're usually available to play, and then possibly have people contact you about, you know, can you want to play? You know, I see that you're available, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to play a game? You know, some way of actually helping people to do that. I'm assuming, I'm going to sidetrack by Iggy here when it comes to some things when it comes to online clients. he's saying that one thing is the fact he likes the online client versus face-to-face because you never have to worry about forgetting to move a unit because the client keeps track of that, and it does. He's mentioning that basically he'd like to see an ESG capacitor field for Lyran sheets. Like phasing capacitors in the field. Iggy, one quick question for you on that regard. When it comes to the online client and that, I assume you actually would like to have it being tracked like the phasers are tracked, which is when you fire phasers, that amount of energy is removed from the capacitor. Because currently, in theory, you can track it yourself. Because of the online client allows you to do like 0/5, where the /5 after the slash, that's your capacitor. That's your capacitor, the current capacitor. Obviously per capacitor. But I'm assuming you want to have it so it's automated, in that when someone releases an ESG, it said, oh, okay, that was 3 points of energy into the ESG release, then it would automatically up. Yeah, right now that does work. And that's how a lot of people also do for, like, you can say in your shuttles portion of your EA, you can say like 0WW, which is a wild weasel, versus 0SS being like a suicide shuttle, you know. And notice everything after a number, if it's a number, a period, a dash, I don't think it supports dashes, but yeah, definitely a number, a digit, or a dot. It'll interpret it. Anything after that, if it's non-interpretable, then it will stop right there. Yeah, non-numeric characters, except for, you know, obviously periods, because you can say 6.5, you know, things like that, into the EA. So, which is helpful when you're trying to monitor things and also status of things and so forth. It's right, things like that, and people do that also for their plasmas. In fact, I was thinking about having it so that the client can interpret those annotations and then convert them automatically as part of the status of that torpedo tube, you know, so forth. Okay. Moving on, one forward into the survey, question number four, because there's actually quite a few, there's actually not that many questions. Yeah, I think the online, the client one had more, had like 14, I think it is. Okay, yeah, it had 14. Okay, now question number four, which is, do we like to see a tournament format changed? Most of the people, 30 out of 43, said no. They're perfectly happy with the way the tournament format is. Now, if so, please feel free to get, most of people say, okay, they want more tournament ships. So they didn't, no changes in the rules, just tournament ships. More people would like to have actually the current tournament ships, but use fully W. Another three would rather have a single ship selection based on BPV. So they get to select whatever ship they want. Then another one, I went with pre-selected squadrons, i.e. you don't, you know, we create with, we pick these squadrons, either frigates or destroyers, single empire, that would then allow, you know, would be, okay, we consider these balanced for that play. Mm-hmm. You know, and we got four people that actually said yes to that. And then we have five people who would rather have basically Federation Commander on tournaments. Because Federation Commander tournaments were always fleet-based, BPV-based. And there was five people there. Now, get others, which are 18 others, which are squadrons and more complete rules. EW, basically, they want a normal game is what they want. They want squadrons. Basically, this is like 500 BPV. More complete rules set, EW, floating map, and scenario objective. It's basically, it's a scenario. Okay. Better support for less common empires. Okay, I can understand that. It'd be nice that for observers to have a set schedule so we can observe it and learn. I'd even pay 20 to 10 to 20 to watch the series, entire series. The problem with that, obviously, is I don't create the schedule. The people who play create the schedule. And I don't think I could actually say, okay, you're going to be playing between this time and this time. I don't think I can do that. I think that'd be hard for some people. Some people would not even be involved in that case. And also, I have a B level for us noobs. I know.
Well, not the way everybody's scattered around right. The world. So,
one that said, all those things sound fun.
Ones in the country are scattered around.
Mm-hmm.
That would prevent that sort of thing.
Right. I don't play tournaments. Okay, that's fine. Having experienced yet, I just acknowledge that I would like it in the future. You're not asking the right question.
One little note. You've already had some of that.
Yeah. Again.
With those squadron fights you guys had, that tournament mm-hmm. you had.
Mm-hmm.
We had the full EW and everything
yep.
in it.
Yep, it's still going on.
Yep.
You're not asking the right questions. I believe the decline is from how they are run. Okay, so what's wrong with how they are run? Again, we're trying to improve, make sure that people are sticking to the 2 week deadline time, you know, except for the finals, which we are more open to, because what should be is first round, 3 weeks, you have 3 weeks to play. And then 2 weeks after that, you can play as many tournaments as you want, but you have to get done within 2 weeks. Oh, that's going to be interesting. Iggy says he's developing his own 1,500 point BPV, which I can understand now why you want to make sure that you can have like 11 ships. Right now, Iggy's having a problem with, if you have like 11 ships and lots of drones, the client is quite slow. So I wanted him to if he could create a game file so I can take a look see at it. Something like the 500 BPV tournament, which is allow full EW, scouts, MRS, EDR, get rid of the tournament wall, make it a death wall. This is interesting. Various fleet sizes, 125, 250. The players build their own fleets, use regular ships, not tournament ships, avoid big plasma versus... You can't do that. Yeah.
What?
He's saying avoid big plasma versus direct fire empires. Guys are okay in both. Basically, he wants to separate out, have two different separate tournaments. If you're going to play in one tournament, you can't play any direct fire empires. You only can play the big plasma. The other tournament is going to be direct fire empires only. No.
That's one you can pretty much ignore, I think.
Yeah, that one, I don't think it's worth. Not saying it's, but additional barrier for me is SOB in general is that the only ships. Okay, this I cannot do anything about. And that which is, he's saying generally the only ships that actually look functional, like SOB SSDs, are basically the tournament ships. And that's because that's something that Steve Cole has stated. That he was losing money because we had ships that actually look like SOB SSDs. So we had to remove them, unfortunately.
And how is he losing money?
Basically, after the client was available, basically people were taking screenshots, at least this is the way he sees it. People were taking screenshots of those the SSDs and then copying them and never buying the actual modules. The actual, that's how he's making money with the our modules. So,
oh my gosh.
So,
but then again, this is also a company that when it was suggested to them about putting rules on PDFs, they were afraid they would get pirated way back in the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, okay. Nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, nothing I can do about that. Okay.
Goodness.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I only play single tournament ships with restricted rules. And I can, and see, that's the one, to me, that's always been the wonderful part about the tournament rules. People like the tournament rules because they remove a lot of the extraneous rules from play. You don't have to worry about EW. You don't have to worry about crazy EDR, which we have definitely found out in the 500 BPV tournament. That EDR, there are certain ships that are really made for EDR, like the Kleon C7. It's designed for EDR in mind. I think that, if I recall correctly, that's because of the DamCon track is definitely made, it's designed for it. Those kind of things. And people enjoy having the limited set of rules. That's one thing that people actually do like about it. And I'll ignore that one. So it's about, which is, they're talking about ADB. And it's like, okay, what does ADB have anything to do with tournament play? It doesn't. When it comes to when it comes to other ways of improving the tournament or different options, something to allow weaker players to have some fun. Yep, that's one thing which is, again, I think If I can bring back neck kill, possibly, or possibly even, I don't know, I'll check with ADB to see if I can come with come out. I can have unsanctioned free tournaments because I know that was one of those issues. At least three people came up with and said, I think the issue is that you actually have a pay for tournament and we want a free tournament. But my biggest issue now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about free tournaments, and I do mean this. The only issue we've had with free tournaments in the past is that since it's free, there is no people have no skin in the game. That means they feel free to either drop out without issue, more easily, because they didn't pay for it, so they're not losing any money.
Yeah, it's not respectful to the other people.
Right, exactly. And which makes it, then we have to quickly come up with a person to replace you. Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah, I understand this. It ain't changeable. Only in some segment of the population. The population that active is okay, another person. Okay, this one, that one got me bothered for a bit, which was basically a person saying, oh, is it worth your time to continue to maintain SMB online? And wouldn't you rather just basically shut it all down and basically do something else? So.
Oh, there you go. But people who drop out get excluded.
Yep, I see that.
So there you go. There's a built-in way of dealing with that. Potentially built-in way.
Yeah. Ajibba. 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 Yeah, I understand about the, ADB being ridiculous
The
about the
thing is, you
SSDs.
have to be a pretty dedicated player to like commit and show up and do the thing.
Right.
So.
And again, and this
Not
one was.
everybody has that same level of dedication that you have.
Heck, I love this. Add all the tournament shits in, including the Fracs, but not all the Omegas. Maybe, but maybe one. He said the Fed tournament ship is a terrible representation for the game system. For the most important ship, it is not one in 19 Sapphires. If you want me to, I can actually check to see how many actually have had staff had a 12 turn time limit. No, I don't think that's necessary. They're thinking the Fed should win more often. I disagree with that. I completely disagree with that. Here's the reason why I say that. If you go back to the Gold Hat tournaments, how many times did the Fed actually won a Gold Hat tournament? My understanding, it went once. And that was with Bill Scheller flying it. That's it. So.
Was that the year he had like the he won it by flying with Prox photons and just did this huge dance that took forever?
Don't remember about the final. I think that they're talking about the final. Outside the final, no. His tactic, his strategy was to get within range two. And hold his photons until he got to range two. That's for most of those games. I remember that part of from the article. Now it's been a while since I've read that article, so the final is kind of fuzzy to me. And then
I
somebody,
do remember us leaving one time
and then again,
in the
lastly, someone
final.
wrote about you need to change the client, redo the client using Unity. It's like, which I don't see the reason why. Redoing it in Unity would help at all. Because my guess is when people say redo it in Unity, they think the way it's going to look is going to have a certain look and feel of Unity. It's like, first thing I want to ask the person is like, have you done any development in Unity? Have you done anything? I've done a little bit, a very little bit. It's not an easy thing to do. It's definitely not simple. because most of it is event based, so that I don't, let me just one quick check. Pretty sure I don't have it on here. I'm not sure if I still have the project. I had a project which actually I did do a basically I created in the Unity system a board and the idea was I was going to create the game SFU ships in this using Unity, because then I could actually have it so it's both an app and also it could be web-based. And to do that, the hard part was getting it so that actually you can move it around the board. I think the biggest issue in my mind would be the idea of actually having positions in on the map and then having that map shown, show the individual hex, hexes and know what hexes are where. That kind of thing. Yeah, I've heard about that, which is a Jabba. Netkill FedCom and FedCom tournaments would be nice. Actually, I would love to do a FedCom tournament. And actually, if I got enough people that'd be interested, I'd be happy to restart the FedCom tournaments, because we do have, I'm pretty sure we still have the rules for it. There were some modifications for when it comes to BPVs, that depending upon which empire you're playing, the BPVs are a little different. So, anyhow, so that's the initial responses so far. I'm not gonna go through the client stuff as I mentioned earlier. I've only gotten very few responses to that on Facebook, and my guess is it's probably the issue that it's not very prominent in people's timelines because of the way Facebook is being butt-faced, and that anything that has a link in the po initial posts, it will degrade that post, so it's not considered as relevant to people. So it's further down the list, so you have to do more scrolling.
Yeah, I think they're slowly disintegrating. They're
Well,
slowly killing Facebook.
what they want, I think, when it comes to that, I think what Facebook wants is engagement, which is purely within Facebook. Purely within Facebook, has no outside links. That people are just talking with each other, and that's it. That's not going to work. Because the reason why people reference outside things on, in links is because of invariably what they want to do is they want to share this with people. So anyhow.
Hey, guess what's 6 weeks away?
Game is a winner?
Yep. Got it
Yeah.
won. Good
Yeah.
job.
And I'm sure, and you're probably gonna say, how about your schedule? That'd be a good thing.
No, actually, I wasn't going to say that at all. But thank you for reminding me. So, what about your schedule?
I said, I
I
got
made updates today and you weren't there on it. Yeah.
understood. I can't say I can get it to you this weekend because this weekend I'm gonna be away. Going
Well, it is
camping
for next
down in
week.
Maryland, so that'd be kind of cool. That's just gonna be quite cool. I think it's gonna be high in the 30s, something like that. And this is, I have a trailer. This is not a trailer which you actually walk into. The trailer is basically it's a teardrop, which means what does that mean? That means that basically it's a bed on wheels.
I have a stupid question for you.
Okay, then I'll give you a stupid answer.
Do you think that ADB would be willing to give out any kind of prize support for a face-to-face tournament? Because I kind of or even event. Because I kind of wonder if that might be something that could draw people in. If, for instance, you know, you said we're going to have a tournament. If we get 10 people here, we'll have a $20 gift certificate or something, you know, gold hat, maybe not a gold hat, but, you know.
Right.
You know, jeez. We'll have something official from ADB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just because I know people like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They like official bragging rights. They like the idea of, you know, what if SFB gave out half a dozen codes that would give a discount for their stuff, or, you know, as long as we gave them out to, like, literally individuals who showed up for SFB stuff. Just kind of a random thought. Because it's like, yeah, I haven't really gotten the vibe that they're that interested in supporting live events. And then you wonder why the player base is only growing because, like, people are bringing their kids into the game.
Mm-hmm.
That was my question.
Yeah, oh, understood. Honestly, I don't think so. No. Though I would be happy. I'd be happy to support it in any way, shape, or form. Whether that means, you know, purchasing miniatures, you know, when they're available. So I can't wait for the new miniatures to come available. I know they were working on a contract. I'm not sure where that is at the moment. Actually, I would like to know where the contract is when it comes to that, because I have not heard anything. That might be a good idea. It actually just
means a new Shapeways Light contract.
Yes, they over a month ago. I know that ADB was Al and Steve. We're working together on the final wording of the contract, if I call it correctly. Yeah. Albert and Steve, you know, working on the 3D print ships contract. Yeah, that was probably almost a month ago by now. But they were working on it. I'm assuming they got to the point where they got 3D printed miniatures. They got samples. Of some, you know, had them do some quick samples for them so they can see, okay, what is going to look like when they start ordering in more quantities. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be up to standards for ADB? And they were happy with that, and they now want to go forward with the ship contract. Okay. Okay, Iggy, when it comes back, save the game and send me a copy of the game. Thank you. Because my guess is it's probably a memory issue, as I pointed out on the Discord server. That's the one thing, actually, I was very, very happy to see, which was... that there were at least a few people which were discussing buying SFB, you know, modules and things like this. Okay, what is it? Lancaster? Yeah. Okay, this guy Lancaster is his call sign. Said, okay, well, there's for sure what you want after BS and AM, Advanced Missions. From there, you're pretty free to start any content based on taste. I would say next move, and this is they're talking to Mortarman 96, because he said he had basic and advanced missions. So, unfortunately, Captain Shrek said my time's in Australian Eastern, which is wow. Yeah, it's a very I agree that it's inconvenient for most Americans. And especially those people who actually have jobs.
Unless you're a night owl.
Right. Well, again, depends upon what your schedule is. You would have to
Or if
work.
you play on like Saturday morning or something.
Right. Well,
Or Saturday night.
that's what I was thinking. It's like currently I wake up like a quarter after 4 in the morning to get ready for my day, a normal work day. Tomorrow's not gonna be a normal work day. I've actually took the day off so I can do everything I need to do for the weekend and then prep for leaving and then leave somewhere around noontime to head south to the campground. But so I can sleep in a little bit later tomorrow morning. It's not gonna be 4 o'clock in the morning. But if I was not working, if I did not have a job and I wanted to play somebody on the other side of the world where I could wake up bright and early in the morning and they could and play against them, which would be kind of cool. That is one of those minor issues with SOP Online, which is, of course, it's an online thing. So it's secret. It's what's called synchronous play. In other words, the person has to be available at the same time you are available. Yeah, actually, Majid Farsi. I've known of this guy, and I've communicated with this guy for years, on and off. I remember from back in the day of the play by email. So that's how I remember him. That's what first got we first got introduced. I forget if I was a moderator or I played against him. I forget which. It might have been both.
At the very least, I know that you moderated a game with me against him. I forget if he crushed me or if I crushed him.
Yeah, been long way, long time.
Long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago, long time ago. Let me look at something real quick. Where is it? Da, 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 da. Saw it. Dun, da, 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 don't mind me. There it is.
Well, if you have the hands-free thing and you're driving in the daytime, give me a holler. Unless it's not like 9 a.m. or some ungodly hour. No, I just say that because I missed a text this morning. I didn't hear it. But
That's
yeah, I was gonna say, when did you want to pop by next? But yeah, not this weekend, so.
yeah, oh, yeah, oh, definitely not this weekend. There and yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay, with
I do
that,
have you as a placeholder thing. I said, stuff to be decided yet for Starfleet Battles. I
Understood.
just don't have a schedule of like what are you going to run and what exactly are you going to do for your online demo and
Yeah, well,
stuff
we already
like
have we are already mentioned that I'm the first one I'm going to be doing in Starfleet Marines is what
that.
I'm going to be demoing for the
Is
first
any
day. The second day, I haven't decided on that one yet. Possibly Federation Commander, because I think I did Starfleet Battles. And what did I do against? Oh, and then I did Starfleet Battle Force. Is what I
You did
did.
the bat. You did the card game.
Right, Starfleet Battle Force. I've done that one. I've done SFB. So I could do. I definitely want to do Marines and do Federation Commander. And actually, I do have everything I need for Federation Commander. Yeah. Send it to my regular Android email. That'd be fine. He just want to know where to send his game so I can look at it and find investigate why the client is slow. As I mentioned in actually the discussion board, which please people, if you want to talk about SFB anytime, go to the discussion board. I'm sure people are more than happy to discuss SFB. Any questions you have, please feel free. That's one of the reasons I created it. In addition to have support for, of course, SFB Online, but I have other channels, and if there's a channel that you want me to create, please just feel free to DM me on Discord or email me, sfuoncall@gmail.com or andromedan@sfbonline.com. Either one, and say, can you add this to it? Obviously, the one thing I d have limited people to, which is I don't allow uploading of images at the moment. I will do that for certain people, the people that I feel like I can trust, and people that, and definitely people who have shown themselves that they actually are good stewards overall in in discussions and so forth. Because there's a lot of people actually I see have discussions, and I'm probably more happy if they ask. If they can, if I could add the ability to upload images for them, I'd be happy to do that. But I don't want that to be, I don't want to end up being me having to moderate constantly, bots that come in and post porn or other vicious images, so, which is why I want to limit that. Because text is a lot easier to deal with than images. Okay. I assume, is that why you're talking about the discussion board? And actually, I like the discussion board because it's simple. Be honest. I know some people don't like it because of it's basically moderated is what it is. Yeah, well, that happens. He can send an email to me and say, "Oh, I forgot to ignore the first one. I forgot the attachment." That happens to us all. That's why a lot of clients have it built in that you've typed, "Oh, here's the attachment." They'll see the word attachment and go, "Hey, did you forget to add an attachment?" That's fine, actually, for some of though. If you're in the middle of discussing attachment theory, that then there's a problem. Okay, but anyway, I think with that, I think we'll wrap it up for the evening. Doug, you've already espoused that we have Games of Winter coming up in February.
6 weeks from now.
That's gonna be the
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
yep
Red Lion Hotel, zip code 17111.
yep the 14th, 15th, and 16th in Harrisburg.
Which is a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Monday.
And yes, I'm pretty sure that Monday's a holiday even for me, which is wonderful. That was actually the one thing, which there was a actual holiday in November. I forget what holiday it was that we actually, or my bane, my the people who pay me actually money so I can live. Because I'm sorry, SFB Online doesn't, is not my main gig. Sorry, not large enough people, not enough, not a large enough group, to support it. So, they didn't have, I wasn't off that day, which was fine, But anyway, I think with that, I will wrap it up for this evening. Doug, it's been wonderful having you around. Of course, Iggy and Mad Cow, it's always good to have you around too.
Oh, also, Happy New Year's, everyone.
Oh, yes. Thank
Happy
you for
New Year's
reminding me.
today.
Happy New Year's to
Dun,
everybody.
dun.
And you have, and hopefully we'll have a wonderful year. And be and have a blessed year. Okay. Have a good night. So, had a nice little discussion there, talking about the tournament. Obviously, some people would like to see some changes. Obviously, overall, though, it seemed like two-thirds of people say there's no need to change the format. They're perfectly happy with the format. It's just that in some cases, you had some people that, would prefer it to be free, and I can understand that. As I explained, there are some issues with that. I think possibly we might be able to give people that fix, that ability to play either using Netkill, and add some support in the client when it comes to the accounts, so people can see when you're available, or possibly add some good support into it so that you can maybe query when people are available. I'm not, I gotta be very, I wanna be very careful about people. I'm probably, if I add it so you can actually can search for when people are, what people are available for what times, I would probably also have a option to also, well, actually you to hide that fact, possibly even hide what their times are available. I might just have it so that people just don't have to put in those times. That might be an easy solution. But because I don't want it's like when it comes to, I know some people ask, oh, can we actually have it so you have wild cards when it comes to finding subscribers? And I went, no. There's a good reason why I have finding subscribers very limited. That is, I don't want it to be used by spammers and scammers to find out people's email addresses and what their names are associated with those email addresses. If you know the person's actual call sign, so proper case and all that kind of thing, okay, I can understand that. And I have that, the reason why I have that available so that people can find other people when it comes to playing online. In the tournaments, okay, you have the call sign, okay, then you can look up the call sign and go look up that person. I originally had it so it was automatic, and I realized that was a bad thing because then it exposed people's email addresses immediately, and that was bad. So no, so that's why I removed it. I'm trying to be very cognizant of people's privacy, and that's also why I don't have any advertisements on the website. I don't have any. I originally had some links for Facebook, and I realized I need to remove those, so I removed any li links to Twitter or Facebook. They're gone, so they can't, people can't be tracked by that. So anyhow, with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night.